The Art Spot on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, WCHL.
Hi, this is Phaedra Kelly here at The Art Spot on WCHL. My guest today is Trev Wignall. My apologies. I have trouble with W sometimes. Trev is playing at the Art Center on a show called Fringe World on April 2nd. And we're happy to have him in Art Spot today to talk about his music and kind of give you some samples of his work.
Thank
Welcome,
you,
Trev.
Thank you, Phaedra. Good to be here.
So, Trev, tell me a little bit about this Fringe World show that you're doing at the Art Center next week.
So the show is a collaboration between my brother and me. And my brother is what he calls himself a digital artist and producing digital sculpture specifically. And so this essentially means that he sculpts out of clay and then he scans it into the computer and he renders it as a three-dimensional model.
Oh, wow.
And so from there, he's able to manipulate the model in the computer in different ways. So, for instance, he's able to reduce the polygon count, and so to sort of distort the model in different ways to make it maybe blockier or grainier and things like that. So that's kind of his primary interest with this show. And then we also worked together in the past with album covers, and so we're kind of living in the same creative area with this. And so the music is going to essentially affect his sculpture in different ways. So it's going to twist it or bend it in different subtle ways.
Wow. What program does he use to do this? Like, what kind of technology?
He uses a program called Blender. Mm-hmm. It's actually a free and open source 3D modeling program. And that's what he's been using a lot lately. I think he's also moving to another program called ZBrush, but I don't know too much about that.
So tell me a little bit about what Fringe is. If somebody goes to see Fringe World, what are they going to see? Like, what's it going to be like?
So Fringe World is in three parts. And the first part is about a half hour. The second part's a half hour. And then these are followed by a very short third part, kind of like an encore. That's what I'm thinking of it being. But anyway, the first part is very – the concept behind it is kind of walking into an electronic wooded landscape. So a lot of my musical inspiration comes from the natural world and the environment. Mm-hmm. So the idea for the first part is to have these sort of floaty, ethereal textures in the background and then predominantly dominated by bass sequencer and drum machine, both manipulated live from my end, and then also with electric violin in the middle, sort of providing more texture than melody as well. The second part, as sort of opposed to the more ambient first part, is a lot more upbeat, kind of verging on dancey, I suppose, although it's not technically a dance show. Mm-hmm. It's just more energetic and upbeat. And that is going to be in four sort of subsections, each section inspired by a particular pop tune or video game tune. And Dylan and I are actually both very interested in video game music as well, so this was a chance to explore that. And then the shorter third part is kind of harking back to the first in that it's a lot slower, it's a lot more ambient and focused on texture, a bit more than energy, and that is actually inspired by kind of our mutual interest in astronomy in the night sky. And actually in one of his games that he created in Unity, which is a free game design engine. He sort of created this landscape with a night sky. So this third track called Astronomy is going to feature his work with that.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
This sounds very fascinating. This doesn't sound like anything I've ever heard of having at the Art Center, so we're really excited.
Great.
I'm like, wow, this, having a little hard time visualizing how it, but I like it. Is this the first, like you mentioned, you've collaborated with your brother before and like album covers and stuff like that. Is this the first kind of installation kind of collaboration that you've done with him?
Yes, it is. Yeah, we're both very excited about it. The idea was for this show to kind of each contribute roughly 50%. It's been a bit tricky because he's still in school in Texas.
Oh.
And so unfortunately, he can't actually be here with us physically. But due to the, you know, the wonderful ability of the internet to share things, we've just collaborated over the internet. We've Skyped every week. We share work every week. We post our kind of works in progress, and we give feedback too.
So he's not actually going to be at the performance. He's going to kind of be...
No, unfortunately not.
Kind of Skyping, kind of like the Oz figure in the back.
Yeah. He will be. I think his work is going to be very evident. It's very different from what I usually do for show visuals. And the other kind of concept behind this work is that these three parts are three different sculpture gardens as well.
Cool. And so there's a piece that you want to play for the audience now. Can you just tell me briefly the name of it and you can play that for them?
Sure. This is part one from Fringe World, and it's titled A Turning of the Stone. And it was written over a period of about a year. I started it last summer when I was working at the Governor's School of North Carolina, actually. And it kind of sat on my hard drive after the summer, and then I visited it again this past fall. And so I added some more live instrumentation a few weeks ago, actually.
Well, great. Let's hear it then. Who's playing at the Arts Center a performance with his brother called Fringe World on Thursday, April the 2nd at 8 p.m. Again, glad you're here with us, Trev.
Thank you.
That was a great little track we just heard. Tell me a little bit about how you got started in music and what your interest, how you became interested in this kind of music.
Sure. So I pretty much started like every other violin student. I started with the Suzuki method when I was about five, and I did the Suzuki books until about middle school or when I was about 12 or 13, and I found myself while I was able to really appreciate the classical material covered in the Suzuki books, and I was in fact very moved by it. At the same time, I sort of grew bored of. I felt like I was sort of fenced in via the notes on the page. So I wanted to really get beyond the page and make up my own tunes, make up my own songs and compositions and the like. So in middle school, I found a friend who played flute, actually, and his dad, Eric Leith, works at the Waldorf School teaching jazz. But way back when... I would go over to my friend Kai's house, and we would sort of jam out with his dad on piano. And so that got my foot in the door with improvisation. And I've been doing it ever since, pretty much. But specifically with the electronic stuff, I really owe it to my dad's CD collection, because he had quite a few albums by the German rock band Tangerine Dream, who are still my favorite band. and another German musician, Klaus Schulze. So both of these artists are very kind of beat and sequencer and texture driven electronic music. It's kind of you listen to these sort of 70s albums and mm-hmm. you kind of sink into a trance. And I was always interested in that too, because it seemed like, especially with the synthesizers, it was another world to sort of go to musically. So I've pretty much ever since I've worked to bridge the gap between the violin, which has always been a very traditionally classical instrument, and this sort of really interesting electronic rock I was really keen on. And so and at the end of high school, I became very serious about studying violin. So I went to the University of North Carolina School of the Arts for senior year of high school. And then after that, I decided, I kind of found myself in the same position, like, you know, this is enough classical. Like, I'm mm-hmm. ready to play other things than classical. So I auditioned for Berklee College of Music. I was accepted, and it was a no-brainer to me to just go there. Because I also knew that they had an electronic music program as well as the, you know, they had a jazz violin instruction program there too. So I was very, very eager to go there. And I graduated this past May, 2014. And
congratulations.
So that, thank you. Thank you. So that's sort of my background.
And so this next track that you want to play, it's, you had mentioned to me that it's got to do with video games. You want to tell me a little bit more about it?
Sure. So another defining influence for my brother and I is video games, and in particular series like Zelda, and for me especially the Metroid series. And so, you know, now there's a huge and, you know, and rapidly growing video game music culture, video game art culture, which I think is really wonderful, because video games kind of cover these different artistic mediums. So musically, I've always loved video game soundtracks, and the kind of going back to the electronic stuff, the ability of a video game soundtrack to immerse the player into the world of the video game. So for Metroid, that the music feeds directly into being on an alien planet. There's no one else but you, and you're all alone pretty much.
And is that the track we're about to hear now?
Yes, actually, the title, it's the title theme of Metroid. And it's interesting because, to me, it kind of, the series might sound a bit dark since you're kind of lonely on this hostile planet filled with aliens and you need to try to find a way out. But the title track has this sort of uplifting quality to it. It's not overtly uplifting, but I like it a lot for that reason. And also it changes meter too. Like a lot of these video game tunes are pretty involved.
Cool. Well, let's hear it then.
Yeah, great. Thank you.
We are at the Art Spot. This is Phaedra Kelly, and I am with Trev Wignall today. He is performing with his brother at the Art Center on April 2nd, 8 p.m. And he's performing a show called Fringe World. And Trev, do you want to tell us a little bit about what that name means and why it's called that?
Sure thing, yeah. So kind of musically, I'm interested in both music that lives on the fringe, so to speak. So the avant-garde, the new, the cutting edge, the unknown. And I'm also interested in pop music and contemporary music that sort of, you know, everyone knows and likes and that's played on the radio. So for me, musically, doing the different covers and remixes inspired by these pop tunes and trying to bring them closer to somewhere that hasn't really been gone before, especially with electric violin. And Dylan's work relates to the title in that he's also sort of crossing from the analog clay world into the digital world. And he's kind of exploring a concept that he hasn't really seen before. I mean, I certainly don't really know of anyone else who does what he does with the sculpting and then the 3D scanning. So it's sort of a new method of working that he's trying out as well. And kind of the title has some more general connotations of, you know, we're trying together to create another place where you can come to the space and you can sit back and you can relax and you can go with us into this other world or other place. Or, you know, specifically, it's a digital sculpture garden. So you're sort of brought into this garden via the music, and there are three different gardens for, you know, which you can explore, essentially. So that's sort of the very general meaning of the title, kind of exploring grounds between the fringe, between what's really well known, and then also ways of working, too.
I'm just curious, how did your brother stumble upon this method, this new technique that he's developing? Like, how did he come to do this?
So I think that it's for him, I mean, I'm going a little bit out of on a limb here speaking for him, but just from what I've observed, he was very interested in sculpture. He went to UNCSA as well for his senior year of high school, and there he became interested in sculpture in particular. And it also ties into his interest with video games and 3D modeling. And so I think it's probably his way of kind of trying to bring those two worlds together. The very academic sculpture. He's kind of talked to me a lot about the study of Greek sculpture and the language of the body, and then applying that to to the digital realm and trying to kind of cross back and forth between those two things. And a dream of his is to essentially be involved with some sort of video game design team working for 3D modeling.
Cool. Well, that's just very fascinating. I can't wait to hear the performance. Again, Fringe World at the Arts Center in Carrboro, April 2nd, 8 p.m. Trev, thanks so much for being with us on Art Spot today. I look forward to seeing what this creation is going to create and what it's going to be like at the Art Center. Everyone, thanks so much for listening to Art Spot. This is Phaedra Kelly. You can always check out what's going on at the Art Center at artcenterlive.org. And thanks again for listening.